శ్రీమద్భాగవతం 1:11:1 చాప్టర్ ఎంటైటిల్ లార్డ్ కృష్ణాస్ ఎంట్రన్స్ ఇంటూ ద్వారకా. సూత ఉవాచ అనార్థాన్ సముపవ్రజ్య శ్రుద్ధాంజనపదాన్ స్వకాన్ దద్మౌద్దరవరం తేషాం విషాదం శమయన్ ఇవ. సూత గోస్వామి స్పీకింగ్. ఆనర్తాన్ Anartan is another name of Dwarka. So Upavrajya, on reaching there, Sruddhan Janapadan Svakan. Sruddhan, Vruddhi is progress or prosperity. So Sruddhan is that which is prosperous. Janapadan, the place where the feet of the people are there, or the place where people reside, Jana reside, that is cities. Svakan, his own. So Krishna reached Anartan, the city of Dwarka, which was his own abode. Dadmau Daravaram Tesham. Dadmau Shankham, Dadmau Prithak Prithak comes in the Bhagavad Gita. Dadmau means to blow or to sound. So Daravaram Tesham. Daravaram. So his conch varam, the best of the conches. Very blessed. Conch shell, auspicious conch shell, which is Panchajanya. Tesham. Vishadam Shamayan Iva. Vishadam, the dejection, the sadness that was there because of his absence. Shamayan Iva. Shamayan, he removed that. He pacified their minds. So, in a one verse introduction, such a beautiful summary of the essential emotional transformation that has happened by Krishna's entry, or even just the news of Krishna's entry or return to to Dwarka, that is summarized here by Suta Goswami, that sometimes if a family member has gone away and they are expected to come back. So at that time, everybody, the family members who are at home, they are waiting to hear the sound of a vehicle coming along, or to hear the sound of footsteps coming along the road. The knocking on the door is like almost the final announcement that somebody is who is eagerly awaited has come now. But even before that, there are various ways in which different people have their different footsteps, different people have their own vehicles which have particular sounds. So for the lovers, the sounds which signify for a lover, the sounds which signify the arrival of the beloved, just that sound sparks off celebration. And here it is described that not only are the Dwarkavasis eagerly awaiting the arrival of Krishna, and in separation from Krishna they are in a state of dejection and despondency, but Krishna is eager to return to them and he proclaims his return. It's like somebody comes home and calls out, Oh mother, oh father, oh brother, oh sister, oh wife, where are you? Whatever. He calls out, and then that sound of the voice of the call, it invites everyone to rush to greet that person. So for a warrior, the conch is the way to announce. So at the start of the Kurukshetra war, the conches are blown, as was the tradition to blow the conches at the start of a war. Now, today's culture, conches are blown primarily to signify the start and end of aartis. But conches were basically announcers. The blowing of conch was meant to announce anything significant. So the aarti of the Lord is a very significant event where the Lord of the universe is worshipped with the resources of the universe. A battle is a significant event And similarly, the return of a warrior home is also a significant event. And that significant event occurs when Krishna himself blows his conch. And just by hearing that sound, all the Dwarkavasis, their accumulated despondency disappears. And they become pacified, even delighted. Text 2. Sa uchakashe dhavolo dar daro apyaurukramasya dharshana sonima dadhyamanah karakanj sampute ethabja khande kalaham sa utswanga utswanah sa uchakashe uchakashe, that which is brilliant, situated at a high position. Dhavalo daro daro. Dhavalo dara. Dara is conch. So dhaval udara, which is very white, and udara refers to the belly or the bowel. Now vrukodara is the name of Bhima, one who had a wolf-like belly, one who would devour a lot of food. So dhaval udara, white, and so the conch is white, and if you consider compare the conch to a body, then just like a fat person is swollen in the middle, so like that Dhavalodara is swollen in the middle. Apya Urukramasya, Urukrama is the Lord who Prabhupada translates as the great adventurer. One who takes giant steps, one who can do superhuman activities is the great adventurer. Urukramasyak adharoshana. Adhara is the lips. So the lips touched that conch shell and the sound came out. Adharoshana. These lips are transcendental. Shonima. So now the Lord's lips are reddish. And when that white conch was touched by the reddish lips, what happened? Dadhyamanah karakanj sampute. Dadhyamana. So for blowing it, for sounding it, the Lord brought his red lips in contact with the white body of the conch. Sampute. So it appeared as if it was karakanja. The grip of a lotus. So it was like a swan had caught or come under the grip of a lotus flower, or rather the swan yathabja khande kalahamsa utsvanaha. So a swan kalahamsa, beautiful swan, when it comes near the a lotus flower, so lotus is reddish, the swan is white, and the swan may play with the lotus, may put its mouth into the lotus or something like that while playing with it. So when the two come close to each other, it's a beautiful sight. So similarly it is described here. Here we see the poetic vividness of the recollection and imagery of Suta Goswami, where he sees the contrast of the red and the white in the lips and the conch, and that reminds him of the contrast between, that reminds him of a metaphor drawn from nature of the color contrast in a white swan and a reddish lotus. This is just as the two look very beautiful like that, it appeared as just as a swan might sport with a lotus. So similarly, this conch, which is white like a swan, and the lotus lips of the Lord were playing together, which is the beauty of the image. So now his red lips, they appeared to imbue a redness to the conch, and that is his spiritual potency. Text 3. Tam upas Swishtinadam
जगद्भय भयावहम प्रत्युद्ययु प्रजा सर्वा भर्तृदर्शन लालसा तम उपसृत्य नदम. सो तम उपसृत्य, हैविंग हर्ड दिस निनदम द साउंड जगद्भय भयावहम, जगद्भय भय आवहम. सो नाउ इवन द डेथ इज अफ्रेड ऑफ द सुप्रीम. मृत्युश्चरति मद भया, दैट द भागवतम विल टेल अस लेटर, दैट इवन डेथ मूव्स अबाउट इन माय फियर. सो दैट लॉर्ड हु इज फियर्ड इवन बाय डेथ, जगत भय भयावहम. So, the alliteration of the word bhaya, repetition, poetic repetition, jagat bhaya bhayavaham. So, that which the whole universe fears, that is fearful of the Lord. So, such is the Lord who is wonderful, you come here. So, while describing the Lord, we can see the love of Sutta Goswami that is manifest in his using different describers almost in each verse. To glorify the Lord, he uses the word Urukrama earlier. Now he is using the word Jagat, Jagat Bhaya Bhayavaham, Pratyudyayu Praja Sarva. Pratyudyayu. So they ran towards, rapidly, towards him, Praja Sarva. All the people of Dwarka, they heard his conch and they all rushed out. They were so eager to have his darshan. Bhartru Darshan Lal Saha. So, Darshan Lal Saha. Out of their eagerness to have Darshan of the Lord. Lal Saha, Bhartru. They all knew that he is their maintainer. He is their Lord. His maintenance is not just in physical terms. The king is the maintainer, the annadata of the citizens. But the Lord was their maintainer in every sense of the word. Physically, mentally, spiritually. In all ways, it was he who was maintaining them, and for them, when they were separated from him, it was their memories of him that were maintaining their life. And now that the Lord was there, their hearts longing to behold him propelled their feet towards him. Their life had become desolate without his darshan. Although they were having darshan internally in their heart, but still they longed to have darshan externally with their eyes. And with that longing, they charged towards him to see the one who was Bhratru Darshana Lalasaha. One was their Bhratru, one was their maintainer. Out of the eagerness to have darshan of him, they charged towards him. Text 4 and 5, here it is. Tatropanita balayo raver deepam ivadritaha atma ramam purna kamam nijalabhena nityada. Tatropanita balayo. So, tatra thereafter, upanita balayo. Many people offered him various presentations, gifts. Raver deepam ivadritaha. Now, the offerings over there. So the Bhagavatam is so filled, so pregnant with philosophical import that even while stressing that, even while stating that the Dwarkavasis offered various gifts to the Supreme Lord when he came to them, the Bhagavatam immediately clarifies that actually no one can gift anything to the Supreme Lord because he is like the Ravi, and to the Ravi, who can offer any Deepa? Actually, Deepam Ivadritaha. So, offering a lamp to the sun does nothing for the lamp. It is only the offerers. Actually, offering a lamp to the sun does nothing for the sun. The sun already has so much illumination with it. So, offering the lamp simply gives some credit to the offerers, not to the offered. The offerers get the credit that they have done some worship. So similarly, ఆత్మా రామం పూర్ణకామం నిజలాభేన నిత్యదా ఆత్మా రామం.
దిస్ లార్డ్ ఇస్ ఆత్మా రామ్. వాట్ డస్ హీ నీడ్? హీ సెల్ఫ్ సాటిస్ఫైడ్. హీ డజంట్ నీడ్ ఎనీథింగ్.
పూర్ణకామం,
ఆల్ హిస్ డిజైర్స్ ఆర్ ఎటర్నలీ ఫుల్ఫిల్డ్.
నిజలాభేన నిత్యదా, నిజలాభేన,
హీ ఇస్ విత్ హిస్ ఓన్ గిఫ్ట్స్, విత్ హిస్ ఓన్ whatever he has by his own potencies, whatever he is, nityada, is eternally satisfied with it.
Atma ramam purna kamam nijalabhena nityada.
Actually, this awareness that Krishna doesn't need anything from us, this awareness can prevent pride, it can bring humility. Because quite often when we do something for someone, we feel as if we are doing a favor to that person, and we often put ourselves in a superior position when we do something for someone. But when we understand that they don't need anything at all, they're complete, they have everything, so at that time our focus shifts from the other person, from our doing something as a favor to the other person, to simply our expressing our feelings to that person. So at one level, at the level of philosophical analysis, to avoid the principle, avoid the feeling of pride or superiority, we need to always remember that Krishna doesn't need anything from us, that Krishna is self-satisfied. At the same time, that Supreme Lord also likes to reciprocate loving relationships with his devotees, and thus in certain relationships he manifests a sense of incompleteness, so that by his yoga maya potency he manifests a seeming sense of incompleteness by which others can do something in service to him, and thereby there can be the intensification of the loving relationship and reciprocation. This Krishna is always self-satisfied. He is Atma Ramam Purna Kamam Nijalabhena Nityada. He is always fully self-satisfied, but still he sometimes feels hungry. When he feels hungry, he tells Mother Yashoda, I am hungry, or he just goes and pulls at her sari to tell her that he wants her food, he wants her milk, or he wants some other food. So this way, what Krishna does is he creates the factors that are necessary for the reciprocation of the relationship. So the seeming incompleteness of the complete shows his completeness. That the Lord's completeness manifested in his just being completely neutral and always self-satisfied, then that would not enable a sense of a relationship, because relationships involve level of reciprocation. And if you feel that the other person doesn't need anything from us, then that drive of doing something for the other person, which often animates relationships, that drive is no longer there. So that drive comes when we have this feeling, and in order to create that feeling, Krishna sometimes manifests incompleteness, and thus the devotees get an opportunity to serve him. So that is, in terms of rasa, here the focus is on tattva. In terms of tattva, he shows his completeness thus by apparently manifesting a sense of incompleteness. Text 5. Pritya utfulla mukha prochur harsha gadgadaya gira pitaram sarva surudam avitaram ivarbhakaha. Prityutfulla mukhar prochu prityutfulla. Out of affection, utfulla, they blossomed. Mukhaha, because they had so much love for the Lord,
that out of that love, their faces just blossom prochure. And they're so delighted that they spoke joyfully, Harshagad Gadaya Gira. With jubilation, gadgadaya, they wanted to speak the emotion that were there in their heart. They were overflowing out as speech, but the emotions, while overflowing, were also overwhelming. And because of the overwhelming nature of the emotions, gadgadaya gira, they wanted to speak, and they wanted to speak so much to welcome the Lord, but they just couldn't find the words to speak. Pitaram sarva saurudam sarva surudam avitaram ivarbhakaha pitaram. So sarva surudam. So here the example is given, avitaram ivarbhakaha. Vitaram, avitaram, that refers to a guardian. Arbhakaha, arbhaka usually means a child or a war. So a ward knows that their whole existence depends on their guardian, and naturally these are the indications that Harsha Gadgadaya Gira, that the devotees were aware of the relationship with him. While they were overwhelmed with emotion, what was the emotion? Oh, this is our Lord. He's our Sarva Surudam. He's our, you know, every way our well-wisher, Pitaram, he's our father. So now it's interesting. Was this the feeling of only those who were his children in Dwarka? In one sense, this is not the, you can say, this is not the appropriate feeling for those who are not in that rasa with him. But we have to understand that, broadly speaking, especially in Dwarka, all the relationships have a background of Aishwarya in them, and the devotees there are aware of Krishna's greatness. And in a generic sense, for everyone, Krishna is the maintainer. So physically, emotionally, spiritually, Krishna is the maintainer of everyone, and the devotees are aware of that fact, even if that awareness is not in the forefront of their consciousness all the time. Text 6. Nataha smute nata sadangri pankajam virincha vairincha surendra vanditam parayanam kshemam ihe chatam param nayatra kalha prabhavet parah prabhu. So nataha is to bow down. So here there is a play of words in the word nataha and natha. Just A and H, the last two letters are reversed if you look at it from the English point of view. So, O Master, nataha smate. We bow down to those lotus feet which are to which are bowed down the even Brahma and the great sages and even Indra. Virincha vairincha surendra vanditam. Virincha is Brahma. Vairincha is a derivative from Virincha, which refers to that which has come from Virincha. That refers to his progeny, his Kumaras and others. They also bow down to him. Vanditam, they worship him. Parayanam kshemam ichchehatam param. Parayanam, you are the goal, the shelter of whom? Kshemam ichchatam param. Those who ihechatam. In this life, they desire, they aspire for the ultimate gain. So for such people, you are their ultimate shelter. Nayatra kalaha prabhavet parah prabhu. Are you being parah prabhu? You are the supreme transcendental master, and in your domain, Netra kalaha prabhave, kalaha prabhavet. That here there is no influence of time. So here there is acknowledged that actually there is no shortcut on the spiritual path, because ultimately everything is cut, be it short or long, by time in the material world. So kalah prabhav is there everywhere. Kalosmi lokakshay krut pravardho, as the Bhagavad Gita states, that nothing can last when we consider the lasting influence of time. So having taken that into consideration, this verse glorifies the Supreme Lord's position as being transcendental, as being uninfluenced by time. So, in terms of two perspectives, this verse glorifies Krishna. It is said that, now it's interesting that the previous verse had the words prochur, they spoke. So there is no specific word uvacha, but it's implied in the previous text that they started speaking. So who are these? The citizens are speaking. So it is quite often, it's not necessary that all the citizens are speaking in chorus, uttering these verses as if they memorized it all. The commentators in the Gopi Gita explain, that Gopya Uchu, when it is said that it is, each verse is recited by one gopi, and that gopi, while reciting that verse, acts as a representative of the rest of the gopis. And then another gopi speaks. So they are individuals and they are also representing a larger group. So in general, whenever collective prayers are offered in the Bhagavatam, that is usually the dynamic. So here, it could well be that one senior citizen is speaking on behalf of all the citizens, or different citizens are speaking one by one, whichever way it is. The point here is that they are expressing their glorification of the Lord by telling how the most powerful beings worship Him, because they know that it is He who is the most powerful ultimately. The most powerful beings, such as Brahma, the progeny of Brahma and Indra, they all worship Him, especially when they want their highest good. And why do they have to worship Him? Because He alone is beyond the influence of time. When Hiranyakashipu appeased Brahma and then asked Him for immortality, Brahma replied famously that, "I cannot make you immortal because I myself am not immortal." So similarly, here it is understood that kalah prabhava, that the influence of kala is there everywhere, but it is not there in the Supreme Lord, because He exists in the realm beyond time. And understanding this transcendence of the Supreme Lord enables us to also direct our hearts towards Him, to become devoted to Him, and thus ourselves attain a similarly exalted level of transcendence, ultimately going beyond the influence of time. Janma karma cha metivam evam yovati tatata tekpa deham punarjanma naiti mameti sovarjuna. Those who are devoted to Krishna go beyond the realm of birth and death and attain Him. Text 7. Bhavayanastvam bhavavishvabhavana tvam eva matata suhrutpati pita tvam sadgururna paramam cha daivatam yasyanu vritti kritino babhuvima. So bhavaya, for our welfare, nastvam, O Lord, have you not bhava vishvabhavana, that you who are the creator of the whole universe, you have become tvam eva mata atha surud pati pita. You have become our mother, you have become our father, you have become our well-wisher, you have become our lord, husband, you have become our guru. supreme guru and paramam daivatam, and you are the supreme worshipable deity. Yasyanurutya krutino bhuvyuma. Yasyanurutya. They say that by following in your footsteps, by doing what you would ordain us to do, we krutino. Krutino means our actions have become successful. Bhuvyuma. Oh Lord, we have become successful, so please bless us with your mercy. Now, here this verse expands on the multiple roles the Lord is playing in his various relationships with the different people, mother, father, well-wisher, husband. So the bhakti vision of God is inclusive, wherein whatever shelter we experience in any relationship, we understand it is coming from Krishna. Tvameva mata cha pita tvameva, tvameva bandhuscha sakha tvameva, tvameva vidya dravinam tvameva, tvameva sarvam mama deva deva. But my dear Lord, everything and everyone, whoever has given me shelter, they have ultimately given it because of you. It is you who have given them the capacity to give me shelter, and therefore I seek shelter of you who are the shelter of all shelters. So in that mode, now of course this principle is true for all of us, for the Dwarka Vasis, this principle is true not just in a universal philosophical sense, but also in a specific immediate sense, that they do relate with Krishna in various rasas, and for some of them, especially the queens, Krishna is their husband. For some of them, Krishna is their father, mother. Krishna is of course the well-wisher for all the Dwarkavasis and indeed for all living beings. So in this way, the transcendental reality is being expressed here in this verse for the edification of all of us, as the Dwarkavasis welcome Krishna with appropriate praises. Thank you.